Well, at the beginning of the project, there was a lot of uncertainty among the scientists whether a nuclear bomb was even feasible, whether it could be built, whether the parameters involved were sufficient to make it function as a bomb. And so that was a large part of the investigations at the beginning. And then when it became more and more certain that a bomb would in fact detonate, then we started trying to understand the magnitude of the explosion and the results of it, the mechanical effects of an explosion. So we realized that if it worked as predicted, it would be a huge explosion, a bigger explosion than mankind had ever seen before. I guess it was partially scientific inquisition to go ahead and do it if it were possible, and then also a little bit of concern how it would be used by the US government if and when it was possible to build one. I don't remember thinking in terms of its being used to kill a lot of people. I don't remember thinking that through very much at the time. I guess I was surprised that the United States government had done it, had actually used it on a city. I guess I thought, golly, a bomb is supposed to be used on the military installations and military people. It's not supposed to be used on cities with civilians. I guess that was my immediate reaction.